Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome everyone to our show today. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. And the purpose of this show is to inspire and educate you all about adoption. Now, I hope you listened in last week as we visited with Chuck Johnson and Lauren Koch from the National Council for Adoption, talking about some of the important legislation regarding the adoption tax credit and the fact that the National Council has been legislating for adoption for 32 years. I couldn't believe that when we talked about that. They have some really wonderful online resources for adoptive families and agencies. If you'd like to check out some of their resources, you can go to www.adoptioncouncil.org. You may want to pay close attention to their summer series of webinars that they're offering this year. Some nice webinars about policies, adoption policies, and those kinds of things. They also, I noticed on their website, keep track of the countries and some of the political things that are going on as it relates to intercountry adoption. Also, don't forget to check out their annual online auction. The auction is in November, which is National Adoption Month, every year. It's not too late to think about any items that you might want to consider donating to them or mark your calendars to plan on bidding on some good stuff in November. That's with the National Council for Adoption. Again, the website is www.adoptioncouncil.org. I also want to just take a moment to remind you, I hope you were listening in and you remember hearing about a very, very special family that we featured a few weeks ago on one of our previous broadcasts, Mary and Jared McBride, who were getting ready to go to Ethiopia to travel with their daughter, Elvie. Now, Mary and Jared already have one daughter from Ethiopia, and I helped to coach them through that process, and this is the second time that they've gone to Ethiopia. I have really, really good news about their journey. They did make it there. And they've been officially given custody of Elvie. She's doing great, although in some need of some very, very special loving care from her new family. And if you recall, Elvie had special needs, and she needs to get a very important surgery once she arrives in the United States. So I hope that you'll continue to follow this family's journey. If you have not heard about them or have not seen any information about them, you can check out their blog at www.findingmagnolia.com. There are so many wonderful pictures of the entire family, so many great stories about their reunion, and I'm just going to warn you now, you need to bring a box of tissues because there was not a dry eye, at least for me, and even talking about it, I could I could burst into tears. So please do go and follow their journey. I know that they are looking for more support, more connections, more community coming in, helping them to bring Elvie home, get her the surgery she needs, and get her into a forever family. So we're very excited about that journey. Well, this week, I'm also excited because we have one of our sponsors with us this week. We're talking to the folks at America's Christian Credit Union. You know, every week, America's Christian Credit Union provides these wonderful financial tips. And they talk about some really key, important things to do if you are in the adoption process. And this week, we're going to talk with Natalie Tourman, who has been very integrated into the adoption process with America's Christian Credit Union. Natalie is an Associate Vice President of Consumer Lending. America's Christian Credit Union is a financial institution with nearly $500 million in managed assets. And they provide solutions, financial solutions, for consumers, businesses, and ministries that align with the Westland tradition. Prior to being hired at the credit union in 1997, she was a branch manager at a Southern California bank and ESL Federal Credit Union. Natalie's become an expert in all aspects of branch operations, corporate lending, sales, call center supervision, and consumer lending. Currently, she oversees two of America's Christian Credit Union's member development units, those being consumer lending and the call center. And under Natalie's expert guidance, America's Christian Credit Union's Sacred Adoption Loan Program has been nurtured and cultivated such that the credit union is now recognized as one of the top adoption leaders in the nation. Frankly, it's one of the reasons I wanted to have them on the show today, because I think they have some wonderful products and a great philosophy. Natalie was educated at Fullerton College and Concord College and is pursuing a degree at Western Governors University. When she's not serving the needs of America's Christian Credit Union members, she can be found cheering her teenage daughter, Mackenzie, a star softball player, out on the field. I know you told me about Mackenzie, Natalie, when we met.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming and being on the show with us. Welcome. And
well,
just
thank you
very
for
excited.
Having me.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I didn't realize, I guess, that from your bio that America's Christian Credit Union was one of the top lenders in the nation when it comes to adoption. That's pretty incredible. I mean, you guys are everywhere. You're in Adoptive Families Magazine. You're connected to a lot of agencies. So congratulations. It's really quite a distinction. How did you get to have such a title?
Well, thank you very much, first of all, for having me on the show today. We actually started with the adoption lending program back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And we felt a real need to help the orphans. Obviously, we are a Christian credit union with biblical values, and we know that you know, the Lord has said, you know, not to forget the widows and the orphans. So with that being said, we embarked on that journey, and really we found that there wasn't a place for families to be able to help finance their adoptions. And when there was financial options for them, they happened to have somewhat predatory lending, very high interest rates. Whether it was using a credit card or whether it was using a really high interest loan, we just felt that we could come in and help them with a low interest loan or with other financial options in order to help them on this journey without without being predatory, without having these high interest rates, and really, you know, kind of go alongside our mission and to fit within our organization.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you talk about those predatory philosophy, because one of the things that I know is really important is adoption is a highly emotional decision. When you begin the process of going into an adoption, your heart is just all over the place, and as it should be. I mean, it's a highly emotional process. the last thing that you want is somebody taking advantage of that while you're in the process. Yeah. So I'm sure that you found that that was the case. Now, that's not to say that everyone out there is that way, but it is to say that you do have to be careful. Isn't that right, Natalie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are other institutions and more so, with, you know, a lot of the funds, there's ways to get grants, there's ways to get, you know, even no interest loans, that might be at a smaller, amount than what you are needing to finance your adoption. So we always encourage families, you know, to please seek out, you know, free money, whether it's a grant, low interest funds, if you can get them, and then use us as your bridge. You know, where can we come in after you've exhausted your other options and that you're still needing to fill that gap for your financial needs? That's when we hope you will come to us. If you can go out there and you can get some of your money for free and you can get some of your money at a low or no interest rate, we definitely encourage you to do so.
Okay. And I know that today during our show, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're really going to break down some of the products and some of the services that you provide to adoptive families. One of the things I'd like you to do, though, is just tell us about the mission of America's Christian Credit Union.
Well, our mission actually is to reach, serve, and teach. America's Christian Credit Union was found on basic principles, which will slightly, still brightly shine through what we do today. We are here to reach, serve, and teach our members. And by learning more about what America's Christian Credit Union is, you'll see that it shares the same heartfelt vision of our members, following a scripture-based principle for wise stewardship and prudent money management. The mission we've adopted takes precedence in every product and service we offer. It is first and foremost in the development process. So when considering any new products and services, we question how it will help us to live out our mission. How will it be able to allow us to reach the lost and those in need? Will this development help us serve our members or our community? And will this allow us to teach about good stewardship? Our mission is short and simple, but it packs power. And since 1958, the credit union and our mission statement has stand the test of time, because to reach, serve, and teach is timeless. We are confident that God will grant us the provision to keep growing, keep reaching, keep serving, and keep teaching. With our mission to reach, serve, and teach, we also can't imagine a greater way to live that mission out than to extend the Christian family. So we've designed an affordable solution for families wanting to adopt. It's a unique situation other financial institutions don't understand. But at ACCU, your family is our mission.
That's really good. And I like the mission of reach, serve, and teach. I think that's very appropriate, especially in the adoption community. There are, adoption is something that's really for everybody, but we are speaking about your services and your mission and the clients that you serve out there. So I think that that's really, really important. There are approximately 9,000 adoptions, inter-country adoptions every year. There are even more domestic adoptions every year. So it's really good to have access to some resources that are available to folks, whether no matter what your philosophy is. And I think it's really commendable that America's Christian Credit Union has identified a market and has identified a way that you can serve your market, which is really great. Believe it or not, we're going to take our first break. And if you want to check out America's Christian Credit Union website, you can go to www.americaschristiancu.com. We also want to take a minute to thank our sponsors, U.S. Adopt and Beacon House Adoptions, and certainly America's Christian Credit Union. Again, these are the sponsors who make this show possible. And so we hope you'll stay with us. Lots of great information about adoption loans, equity loans, grants, all kinds of things that you can do to help you on your way. So we hope you'll stay with us.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551. A 501c3 charitable organization. If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and I'm here today with my guest, Natalie Terman, who's with America's Christian Credit Union. And America's Christian Credit Union is the leading institution, leading, I guess, financial institution in the nation around offering various different adoption loans in the country. And Natalie was telling us a little bit about some of the products that they offer. We really just kind of got started and reviewed the mission of America's Christian Credit Union, which is to reach, serve, and teach. And I'm so glad that you're with us today, Natalie, and I want to just ask you if you could just talk to us a little bit about the types of products and service that you provide to adoptive families, and I want to really drill down on each one of those. So give us the upper end. What kinds of products and services do you provide?
Sure. We actually started with our traditional adoption loan, and we actually have grown that into a suite of products. Just by learning what families are experiencing, what their needs are, we have a very a board of directors and management team that is wholeheartedly behind what we do. So as we find out the obstacles that families are reaching, we can go to them and say, you know, this product would work out better. This is where our families are struggling. Can we create a new product for them? So that's kind of what we've done over the last few years. Starting with our traditional adoption loan, it is essentially an unsecured loan or signature type of loan. We have terms up to 84 months, and again, we recently just expanded that term because we found that families were having a hard time fitting the payment on such a large loan. Adoptions do range, you know, $25,000, $30,000, and you add that into you know, a 60-month payment, and that's quite the payment. So we found that being able to extend it out 84 months helped fit that payment in their budget, as well as, you know, we always have the option. There's no penalty for early payoff. We are able to provide some other services for members, which I'll get a little bit further into after I explain the products, on ways for them to get that paid down quicker. We also offer a second mortgage product. We offer a 5, 10, and 15-year fixed-rate second mortgage. For those families that have you know, equity in their home. We go up to 90% loan to value, which in the marketplace for a second mortgage is not heard of. So we go out to 90%, so that allows you to use that equity in your home to be able to afford a lower payment as well as a lower rate. Those rates do are as low as 4.25%. And on the traditional adoption loan, we do have rates as low as 8.65%. Again, that is something that's very competitive in the marketplace for an unsecured loan. One of our newer products is our adoption grant builder visa. This allows for families to use the loan as a line of credit. What we were experiencing was some families were having a hard time taking out that large sum of money, $25,000 to $30,000, and not being far enough into the process or not needing the money right away, but they're making a payment, a very large payment, on their balance each month. So we did create a way to use it as a line of credit. And by doing that, we came up with the visa. With that visa, it also has a grant fund built into it. So as you use that visa for your purchases, it could be used for travel, it could be used for agency fees, anything adoption related. And as you're using that card, a portion of those funds, similar to what you do when you're earning mileage points, so, you know, on a mileage credit card, you're putting those points into a grant builder fund, and it allows for us to build money up so that we can award families throughout the year $500 grants. And you can apply for those grants right on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. And then our final option is actually a cash-out refinance on your auto loans. Many families forget about the equity that they have in their auto loans or an auto that they have paid free and clear. By using their autos to take the cash out or to refinance, they can save money in a couple of ways. An auto loan is going to have a lower interest rate than an unsecured loan. So our auto loans right now are as low as 2.99. And then, so we may save you just in your monthly savings every month. So if we refinanced your car, it might help give you more cash flow, so it lowers your monthly debt obligation, so it makes that a new adoption loan more affordable. Or we could use the equity in the car that you can take out that equity and be able to use that towards your adoption as well. I'm just saying ECCU is what we are focused on, providing the least costly method for financing so that we have the family's best interest at heart.
Really wonderful. I was just going to say, I'm totally blown away. They're really, really wonderful products that you have. I can tell you by going through this process myself that, as I've said before, time and time again on this show, so many people don't have a plan for how they're going to pay for their adoption. It just is not something that they think about. And with all respect to adoption agencies doing the work that they do, there just is not a comprehensive approach that's going on here. And it's very hard when you are, again, in that emotional process of an adoption to try and narrow down what is the best way for you, what is the best product for you, and what's the best process for how you would do this. On the adoption loans that are unsecured, now, is that for, I imagine that you have to have a, how important is credit rating and how important are those kinds of things on the adoption loans, Natalie?
That's a great question. Actually, what makes us unique as a credit union is that we actually manually underwrite every loan that is presented to us. We understand that families' credit situations are not perfect, especially over the last few years with, you know, job losses or possible bankruptcies or possible foreclosures on homes. It's just been a real stress for everybody, and we take a look at all aspects of it. So, of course, your credit score is going to help with your interest rate because we do have two levels of interest rates on the traditional adoption loan, meaning the as low as 8.65, as high as 10.35. So that kind of goes there, the range in rates. So your credit score helps determine what your rate may be. Your credit score is consistent of a lot of different aspects. But what we look at the most is, how is this going to fit into your budget? So what the debt-to-income ratio is. We also are going to look at how much revolving debt you have. So something that for families that are just in the beginning stages are thinking about adoption, you want to start paying down your credit cards. the higher amount that you show that you have available in your revolving debt, the higher your credit score is going to be, and it looks better to take on more additional unsecured debt. Now, it's not going to weigh as heavily if you were using a vehicle or your home because those are secured products. So those are things you want to keep in mind when starting out the process of, you know, making your financial plan.
Well, and I know that the domestic process versus the international process are two very different processes. So typically in a domestic adoption, you need to show that you have access or that you have all of the money that is required for that adoption up front or very close to the beginning of that, because there's a birth mother that's involved, there's attorney fees, those kinds of things. On the flip side of the international adoption, it's a process where you will go for some time, actually, after you have your home study to have various different fees, and then all of a sudden you might get your referral and boom, all these fees become due. A lot of times I think what happens is in the international field, in one example that we had was we were waited so long that our fingerprints expired. And so we had to go and come up with $2,000 all of a sudden to get our fingerprints, you know, redone because they had expired, so that we could stay in the process and continue to be in the waiting period for our adoption. So I do think that when a family looks at adoption, they really need to, I encourage so many families to look at their financial picture before they begin this process. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I think we talked to Amanda Grant and also Paul Kapoor, who's with Ameriprise Financial, who also, like you guys, gave us a lot of really good insights and tips about what to do before you start the adoption process in terms of how to get your finances in order before you get to that process. So I'm wondering if you could talk for just a minute about the home equity loans. One of the things that I want to ask, you mentioned it with all of the bankruptcies and foreclosures and those kinds of things. How accessible are the home equity loans at this point, Natalie?
Actually, we are seeing an uptick in that. When we first rolled out the product, we knew that there wasn't going to be a whole lot of families out there that had equity in their homes. What we're looking for is, obviously, if it's a foreclosure situation, there's not the equity involved in the home to go down that route. And when I say that there's, you know, foreclosure or short sale opportunities to still be able to get a loan with us, those situations would more than likely do the unsecured loan or be a good candidate for using equity in their vehicle or perhaps even a cosigner to help get them approved for the loan. But with the second rate mortgage, there are a lot of families out there that we're finding in recent months, probably in the last 6 to 8 months, we've noticed an increase in equity in homes. And because we can go to 90% on those, what we take a look at is we figure if we're going to approve this person as an unsecured loan, you know, we should be able to approve them as a higher loan-to-value type of loan on a second mortgage. So we are going out a little bit further than where you would find your typical financial institution going on a mortgage loan. And it is a second lien on the property. So as your properties are gaining more equity, or maybe perhaps people bought at the low time when there was a lot of foreclosures out there, and now they're starting to get equity in their home because they've been in it for the last year or so. So we are seeing that the equity is creeping up. I think over the next few years, this product will become more popular. But again, it's just another option for families to be able to lean upon, you know, for those that have a lot of equity in their home, because we have run across that, this provides a great opportunity for them to get a larger loan with a lot lower payment and be able to attach that, you know, to their home and be able to take, you know, advantage of the low interest rate and the longer payment, you know, the payback.
Right.
So
that's great.
Yeah, it's just a great option for them to have.
It is a great option. And if I want anybody to hear anything that Natalie just said, and that is that they are seeing that more equity in homes and people are hopefully recovering a little bit more from this home crisis that we've been going through. So believe it or not, we're getting ready to take another break, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes, and I'm going to drill down a little bit more. I'm very excited to hear about the adoption grant visa that you described earlier. I hope that you'll stay with us. We're with Natalie Terman, Associate Vice President of Consumer Lending with America's Christian Credit Union. Some great information for you today about how you can get the money that you need to bring your family together forever. Stay with us.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551. A 501c3 charitable organization.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and I'm just so excited that you're with us for our show today. You know, the Adoption Coach radio show is all about inspiring and educating you all about adoption, and we're so excited today to have with us Natalie Terman, who is an Associate Vice President of Consumer Lending for America's Christian Credit Union. Natalie was just going through some of the most amazing products that they have. America's Christian Credit Union has become recognized as one of the top adoption lenders in the nation. I just think that's pretty fascinating. And Natalie shared with us that in 2009, they decided to go this route to really help adoptive families. And just in this time that I've had a chance to talk with Natalie, I am so impressed. We're gonna continue to have this conversation talking a little bit about what we've covered so far. If you're just joining us, is adoption loans, some of the unsecured loans that America's Christian Credit Union has. And then also Natalie was talking about the home equity loans that they provide anywhere from 5 to 15 years. And then really neat, 90% of the value of your home that they will give you a second mortgage. So that is a very liberal, as you know, program, and Natalie talked a little bit about the fact that they're seeing kind of an uptick in home equity loans, which I think is very, very good for our economy. Before we go to the adoption grant visa, Natalie, you and I talked about this a little bit on the break, but I really want you to address this because I think it's really important. I wrote down that you said that you manually underwrite your loans. Please tell our listeners what you were talking to me about in terms of what, where the difference is with that, because I think that's very, very important.
Yes, it is important, and it actually is something that is unique to financial institutions overall. Again, my background has been in finance, whether it's been with banks, other credit unions, and America's Christian Credit Union for a long time. And what I value the most about my job is the fact that we look at so much more than what fits into a box. I mean, most families aren't going to realize this, but when you apply for a loan or you apply for a Visa card, you know, there is a program that you're basically putting in data entry on. And if you fit within the parameters that have been preset, you're approved. If you don't, more than likely, you're denied. At America's Christian Credit Union, we look at the whole picture. So we are manually underwriting, meaning we look at every aspect of that loan. We don't just put you into a program, and if you don't fit, it's done and you're denied. We're actually looking at every aspect. We look at income. We look at job experience. And we also don't just look at, okay, well, you've been on your job now only 10 months. Well, there may have been a layoff, but you've been in the same industry for 15 years, you know, doing the same job. So we take that into consideration. We look at bankruptcies, you know, especially with adoption financing. We see with these families that, you know, some of their, you know, exuberant debt or some late pays or even maybe past due medical bills and so forth, you know, a lot of it's due with a lot of tragedy, you know, loss of a child, fertility treatments that have failed, and, you know, now they, you know, feel that God's led them to adoption. And it may not be that. I mean, we also have families that have full-grown children that they have biologically, and they have now chosen adoption as their journey. But with seeing that, as we look at everything, we ask, you know, if we have questions, we ask for a letter of explanation. And then we take that to our credit committee, and we really take everybody's whole life, kind of a synopsis of their life, and what could we say yes to. So you may apply for $25,000, and it may not realistically be possible for us to be able to grant you the whole $25,000, but we'll look at ways to say yes. So we'll look at ways, whether it's saying, you know, we can do $15,000 on an unsecured loan and we can take out the rest of the money in your equity of a car, you know, to take out the difference. Or we may just say $15,000 is the max we can give you that fits into your budget. Because, again, good stewardship, financial guidance on what you can actually afford is very important to us as well. We don't want to get you into a situation where now you have a new baby at home. We all know how expensive raising children are, and we don't want you to have that, you know, payment looming over your head. So when I say that we manually underwrite, we really take the time to dig deep and look at a way to say yes for the families.
Well, and I appreciate that so much, because every adoption is a unique situation and every family has a unique situation. So it's there is not a cookie cutter out there for adoption, certainly not. And Chuck Johnson said that so well at the National Council for Adoption Conference about how every adoption is so unique. And I really think that if families have a plan, first of all, I think a lot of families don't look at adoption because they think it's too expensive and it's out, quote, out of their league. They think they would never be able to get that money, or they could never draw their community together. One of the reasons that I created Your Adoption Finance Coach was because I felt like more people, if you knew that there was a plan, you could create a plan with, as Natalie's suggesting, a number of different products to achieve your goal, then you don't have to go into debt or bankruptcy to do an adoption. More people will come to that as a solution for themselves if it's right for them. So I appreciate you sharing that. Now, I want to get into, before we run out of time again, Natalie, about the adoption grant visa. That's a very exciting program. Please tell us about that.
Sure. That's one of our newest programs. And again, that was allow families that have the need to need a line of credit. They don't need all their money up front right now, But they do need to make sure that they are pre-approved, so when they get that call, they have those funds available. Excuse me. We at ACCU contribute with each transaction, and that, again, goes back into an adoption grant. We actually awarded our first grant in May of 2012, and it's an easy application process. You actually, even to apply for a grant, just so you know, that the adoption visa is not required. So you don't have to be a holder of the visa to apply for the grant. So that's out there as well for families. And they can find that application right on our website.
And but so are again, the grants, I'm yes, sorry, are the grants for anyone?
Yes, the
for
grants
any
are for
adoptive
anyone.
Family? Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm. So they are able to apply. And again, it's a pretty newer program. So we're going to, you know, in the beginning be limited to how many families a year we can help. But it's our hope to be able to give out several grants a year to families that are applying. And with the adoption grant visa, it works just as, you know, like I said, similar to a rewards visa that you have maybe in your pocket that you use for mileage or that you use for points to purchase things. And it's got a rate as low as 10.9, and that you're able to use that as you need for your adoption journey. And then that's you can cool. continue. So what we usually do is keep that. We may grant you the $25,000 that you're asking for on your visa. And then at, what we do is give a year expiration date on that. And then what we do is encourage you to refinance that once your adoption is complete. Refinance that full amount that you had and put that into our traditional adoption loan. And that allows you to amortize that payment out so it's more affordable. But then we encourage you to keep the visa. We usually would obviously lower the limit down because you wouldn't need $25,000 anymore on there. But you can continue to use that visa, and every time you use it, it's a reminder of, you know, your adoption journey and how you were able to pay for your adoption. It's a good conversation piece when people see our adoption cards. You have a couple of images to choose from, or you can even choose your own image, be able to upload a picture of your new family, or if we have one that has several different children on there, or a mother holding baby's feet, you know. So there's different ways for you to be able to access that visa, and it's, again, another great opportunity to have access to those funds just as you need them.
That is a wonderful program. Now, let me ask you, if they continue to use the grant visa, then does that also mean that money is still getting a portion of that is still going to the grants that you
absolutely,
provide?
Absolutely. That's why we encourage the families to do so, that you can help other families be mm-hmm. able to, you know, have the possibility of getting a visa. So
right.
the more
okay.
that you use that card and you continue to use that card, there's a portion of the each transaction is going to go back into that fund.
Okay. Okay. And so, one more product, and that is this cash out refi on auto loans. You know, mm-hmm. I never would have thought about my auto as being an opportunity. So tell us a little bit about that before we have to go into the next break.
Right. Most families have two autos. Some of them have a loan on one auto, and some of them own one outright, or you may have two that you've had for a few years. So what we do is we look at two different things. We look at, one, can we refinance your car loan for maybe a lower rate, since low rates have dropped quite a bit? If you've had a car loan for the last couple of years, you know, we say, let us take a look at it. And that's something else that we do. It's kind of a free financial checkup. Take a look at the loans that you have out there. Can we bring them over here for a lower rate that might actually free up, you know, might lower your payment, free up some of your cash flow, and then make your adoption loan more affordable? Or we could use the equity in your car. If we blue book your car, say at, you know, $16,000 and you owe $8,000 on it, we can take that up, you know, based upon credit, is how far we can take it, whether it's 80% or 100% of the Kelley Blue Book value. We take a look at that and we refinance it, and with that additional cash out, you're able to use that towards your adoption. And then, like I said, with our car loan rates, they're so low that they save you almost half of even what our traditional adoption loan is. So we look at, again, whatever the best way is going to suit your family. If we can put it onto a car loan, by all means, we'll do that, save you interest, bring your payments down. And it's just another way for us really to try and, you know, stamp out predatory lending, really looking at the families and how to make this affordable, because that is the biggest obstacle. It's really sad to hear how many families, that's the only obstacle that stands in their way of being able to adopt a child, is how am I going to afford this? And
that's right.
And that's what we're looking to do, is how can we make it more affordable for the families so that these children get adopted.
Right. And I want to just reiterate before we take our break that you said, how do we say yes? So really working with, I want you to understand, if you're listening to this, really understanding how they can create a plan for you and how they can say yes to you so that you can realize your dream of bringing your family together. So this is so important. Natalie, thank you for sharing all this wonderful information. We're not done. We just have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to cover a little bit more information, review some of the material that you have already given us, and I hope that you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551. A 501c3 charitable organization.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for staying with us today. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. I'm here with Natalie Tuerman, who is the Associate Vice President of Consumer Lending with America's Christian Credit Union. Such rich, important information. If you are considering adoption, if you are in an adoption, and if you would like to go and look at some of the products and the philosophy of America's Christian Credit Union, I encourage you to do that. Their website is www.americaschristiancu.com. And I know that Natalie would welcome your phone calls and welcome your questions about this, but we were talking about some major products that they have: adoption loans, unsecured adoption loans up to 84 months, home equity loans, 5, 10, and 15 years, up to 90% of the value of your home. This wonderful adoption grant visa that they just started, that a portion of those proceeds go back to providing grants to families in $500 increments. And then, of course, something that we've never thought about before, at least I hadn't, and that is cash out and refi for your auto loan. Natalie's whole point about what she's doing is to say yes to adoptive families, and we're so excited that you're here with us today. So one of the things we were talking about over break, I'm going to let you give the number, Natalie. Natalie, how long have you guys been doing working with adoptive families, and how many families have you been working with, have you worked with?
We have completed our first adoption loan back in January 2009. We have now done approximately 575 adoption loans. We just celebrated our 500th adoption loan with our Fulgrim family in May 2012. And they were actually a family that had been waiting for a couple of years. a couple of heartaches, disappointments, and so forth. And they got the call. They got the call that they had been matched and that the baby was being delivered. It was unexpected for them. They didn't even have a nursery ready or anything. And they gave us the call and said, "We're ready. Can you get this done quickly?" And we almost thrive on that excitement, that getting that call, just as much as the family's excited. The entire staff here at ACCU really gets behind it. And it's, kind of, we put that emergency mode on and how can we get this done quickly? Is there a place where we can wire the funds for them? Is there a shared branch, office that's going to be somewhere near where they're heading to be able to get them taken care of? And that's exactly how it happened with this family. We got the call within 2 days. The loan's done. They're flying there. We have the money in their account. And they were able to bring home their little girl. And their baby came home, and we were able to send them a little gift. And we had a baby blanket embroidered with a Bible verse for her about adoption, as well as awarding them with a $500 adoption grant. And they were thrilled because they were actually able to use that grant to do her finish her nursery. And one of the exciting things that just it seemed unreal, the baby blanket actually that I had chosen had sailboats with big heart sails on it. And so it was of a nautical theme. And when she wrote us the thank you card, she said, "I couldn't believe when I opened that blanket because the theme that we had chosen was about starfish. It was not all nautical in the baby's room." And she said, "So the blanket just fit perfectly." And, when we get those notes and we get the cards from families with the pictures of the babies and hearing how without America's Christian Credit Union, our dreams would not come true. And it's a happy thing for us, but it's also a sad thing to think that only, financing is standing between somebody's, baby coming home or the, a child coming home. So right. We really do get very involved in our families, and it's very exciting for us. And the more families that we can help, the more this program, I feel, is going to grow. It's a learning process for us as well. I try to get involved in many of the adoption conferences that are out there so that I know what families are going through and their needs, and I can bring that back to our financial institution and be able to continue to grow the program.
Well, I know, and you and I met at the National Council for Adoption, and you had a booth there, and I know you got to connect with a lot of the families. And I also just really want to put kudos to you guys because I contacted you about this radio show and said, this is a new radio show. It's a way to reach out to families and educate and inspire adoptive families. And there just was not a hesitation. It was like, well, yes, of course, we'd love to be a part of that. So I certainly know that from the moment that I've worked with you, and I'm sure from the moment that your families work with you, that there's just this yes mentality. We want to work with you and really making their dreams come true. I want to let everybody know that if you do go to the website for America's Christian Credit Union at www.americaschristiancu.com, they do have a page there of all of their stories. I had so much fun the other day reading about their stories that they have of the various different families, and I actually had a note about the Fulcombe family to ask you about them, because I had an opportunity to read that information. We don't have too much more time, but I do want to just make a point to say, Natalie, a family does not have to, you serve families across the country, right? You don't necessarily have to be in the same city.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so nationwide, we provide financial services nationwide. So that does not stand in the way. And I encourage families, if they have any questions, to feel free to give us a call just to feel us out. You let us know a little bit more about your particular financial situation, and we can kind of evaluate that before you even move forward with applying.
Right. Okay. And you guys are also responsible for giving us our financial tip every week, which I hope our listeners really pay attention to. I put it on my Constant Contact every week to mail it out to everyone on my newsletter to remind folks about this nice financial tip, because bringing your family home is important, but also being fiscally responsible and having stewardship in your money is also responsible. So, Natalie, I'm going to push this over to you this week and let you read our tip to our listeners, if you don't mind.
Sure. This week's tip from America's Christian Credit Union is keep all of your receipts for tax purposes later. Even if you're not sure if it's deductible, make sure you keep all of your receipts related to your adoption journey in one place. Adoption tax audits do occur, so it's best to be prepared. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources for Christians, including adoption loans. Visit us at www.americaschristiancu.com for details, and that's www.americaschristiancu.com.
Well, Natalie, thank you. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for sponsoring our show, and I want to do a shout-out to our other sponsors, U.S. Adopt and Beacon House Adoption. I hope that I know that our listeners got a wealth of information today. If they have questions, I know they can reach out to you and talk with you a little bit about that. I do want to just take a moment to announce our partnership, Your Adoption Finance Coach and Adopt to Connect, related to our financial coaching software program that we're offering now to families. It's available on their website at www.adopttoconnect.com. You can check out an exciting new video and some sessions that we're going to be providing. I love coaching families personally and offering you and all the families different comprehensive approach to how you can finance your adoption, be it an adoption loan, a grant, or a special event. We are all here to help you and so passionate about this work. So, Natalie, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, and if you like the show, and if you have a suggestion or a story that you'd like to share with us, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoach.com, or you can visit my host website page at voiceamerica.com. Thanks again for joining us, everyone. Tune in next week at 12 o'clock Pacific Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.